News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Government planning pandemic dividend to reward workers for hard work. We spoke about this yesterday. We spoke about the idea of doing something for healthcare workers. It looks like it's been expanded. There's lots of kites being flown, a potential bank holiday for all of us, which sounds quite nice. I'm sure no one would argue with it. It turns out that politicians don't believe they can just, I suppose, reward healthcare workers without rewarding other groups such as retail workers. So we are now looking at potentially bank holidays, also 10 days off. We're looking at all sorts of different things. And it's got us thinking, what's this going to mean? To be honest, most unions aren't even looking currently, apart from bus drivers and healthcare workers, aren't even looking for a dividend. Yet there's one being given to everyone. What do you make of it?
Well, I woke up this morning, Ciara, went down, had a quick oatmeal porridge and a cup of tea, had a read of the papers. And I actually thought, am I back in the year 2003? Is this like benchmarking all over again? Because it seems everybody is going to be rewarded for the pandemic. The idea that every public sector worker should get a pandemic bonus, I'm sorry, is for the birds. Because lots of them, and this isn't any criticism at all, this is the way it was. A lot of them worked from home, for example. A lot of them did also what we did, came into work. But we weren't on the front line. It wasn't dangerous for us.
We just did our jobs. Dangerous.
It was, at the start, it was a bit nerve-wracking because we didn't know a lot about the pandemic. But in hindsight, it wasn't remotely dangerous coming in. Yet, the government is talking about, it seems, rewarding everyone. It's also, alarm bells ringing. It's also talking about cutting taxes and raising spending at the same time. It is like 2003, 2004 all over again. It's folly. And it's the folly that bankrupted the country less than 20 years ago. Four words, Ciara. Do we ever learn? Actually, five words. Do we ever effing learn in this country?
Yeah, I think you make a very good point. It does look like we're talking about spending more, cutting taxes, giving bonuses to everyone. Are the government trying to buy votes? Is that what you think it is?
That's
did they not get enough
like
of a vaccine bonus? They want something else?
This is a bang of trying. In the same way, benchmarking was blatantly that, and that ended up being disastrous. This has the same ring of trying to buy voters' affections.
Are you surprised? Because as you say, it was only 20 years ago or less. And heretofore, Pascal Donoghue has been quite a conservative minister for finance. And yet now we seem to have loosened the purse strings abandon.
It's what we do in this country. When we have money, we spend it. And now it seems, even when we don't have money, we spend it. So am I surprised? I'm shocked. I'm probably not surprised because I've been around long enough to see this happen a few times, unfortunately.
Will it work? Will they win votes through doing it?
Probably. Oh yeah, probably. That's the really depressing thing. It's not just the politicians. It's us as a people. We respond to it. We want voters to buy or we want the government to buy our vote. That's how it works in this country. And it has led us into chaos and it has led us into disaster, and we shouldn't be surprised if and when it happens again.
Look, are we heading back to the days of the Celtic Tiger? Is Shane right? And are you worried, like many people are? ESRIs and people like such, IFAC. Are you worried it will end in tears? Let us know. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents, or tweet us at NT Breakfast. And staying, I suppose, with something relatively similar in terms of loosening of purse strings, Taoiseach Dáil Éireann Bradacre has said that there should be an increase in the minimum wage in the coming year. And I suppose that's a question as well, whether or not that's the right time for it. To discuss this now, I'm joined by Neil MacDonald, CEO of ISMA, and Senator Maria Byrne Fine Gael, spokesperson on finance. Neil, you're very welcome. You heard what Shane and I were saying. It does appear to be that the purse strings are now loosened with no brakes being put on anywhere. Is this more of the same, and is this a good idea?
Well, I won't say that it would come as a surprise to business. We had, as of last month, inflation running at 2.8%. So, the national minimum wage does tend to track consumer prices. So we would expect it to rise from 10.20 to in the region of 10.50. The issue in the economy, of course, is that in some sectors you actually almost have a wage war going on, that businesses are competing for talent so hard that wages are rising very rapidly. In others, we still have very large numbers of people furloughed on wage supports. We expect large numbers of them to lose their jobs. So the national minimum wage tends to be a very blunt instrument across the whole economy, and ours is already the second highest in Europe after Luxembourg. And the last thing I'd say about it is, in terms of being a blunt instrument, you know, putting 30 cents or so per hour on the national minimum wage won't actually really do anything practical for those people, you know, trying to afford to live somewhere. The national rent now is just under 1,500 a month. In Dublin, the cheapest rent is around 870 euros a month. Sorry, 1,870 euros a month. So this sort of thing really is optical. It doesn't do a great deal for people, but it does move up the cost base for those who do use some labour close to the national minimum wage.
Let's bring in Senator Maria Byrne. You're engaged in optics only. It won't benefit the low-paid worker. There's already upward pressure in terms of inflation, and it is a blunt instrument.
Morning, Ciara and Neil, and thank you for having me on. And I suppose the tonnage that was responding to a question in the Dáil yesterday under the parliamentary questions. And certainly, I suppose, when the pandemic hit, the government moved very swiftly and decisively to protect both businesses and workers. And as Neil said, their inflation is running ahead of schedule. And, you know, we're doing very well as an economy. And the tonnage has already indicated that as we come out of the pandemic, that the employment wage subsidy scheme is being, I suppose, proposed to continue into 2022. So businesses will be protected as we're coming out of the pandemic.
Well, into 2022, though, in fairness, Maria, but not permanently, which will be what would happen if we raise the minimum wage. And 2022 is now only or 4 months away.
But just to say to you, Ciara, that, you know, we're one of the only countries that are actually continuing into 2022. Many countries in the UK and the North, they've already ceased it. So,
but is there an illogicality, is there an illogicality to continuing wage subsidy schemes while asking small businesses to sort of have higher costs at the same time? Does that make a lot of sense?
Well, the thing is that we've got to protect both the workers and the employers, and the employers are the people creating jobs. And certainly the government has been very proactive. I know that there's a very ambitious plan to restore the public finances, and I suppose through jobs and businesses, not austerity. And certainly the plan is to have 2.5 million people working in Ireland by 2024, and that would be setting a new record, really. And, you know, this is a very good plan. It's a very ambitious plan. There's a lot of work being put into it at the moment from the Department of Employment.
We'll bring Neil back in. Neil, it's a very good plan and a very ambitious plan. There are wage subsidy schemes going to be extended into next year, and this will protect businesses and workers. Do you agree?
Well, of course, in those sectors that are still shuttered, and there are, thankfully, there's very few now, but I mean, the entertainment business and indoor pubs and all that sort of thing has not yet got back to the stage that it was pre-pandemic, and we await to see how many of those businesses are going to recover, if at all. Look, we do understand the macro arguments about this, and we don't disagree with them at all, but our position is that there's an awful lot more meaningful that can be done for the low-paid and the low-waged, and in particular, we have a social protection system which actively encourages people not to enter the workforce. And I'll just give you one simple example. At an income level of 25,000 euros a year, people in band 3, which is basically out in the countryside, lose their access to social and affordable housing. Now, you hit that level of income, 25,000, if you go on to the so-called living wage at €12.50 an hour. And we know that there are people who actively avoid employment that will generate that level of income because they don't want to be deprived of access to the housing list.
Flaws within the system all over the place. Look, thank you both for speaking to us on that this morning. No doubt we will hear more about that potentially. That is Neil MacDonald, their CEO of ISMAE, and Senator Maria Byrne, Fine Gael spokesperson on finance.